In the scriptures, the Lord says that He is seated in the heart of every living being and remaining as a constant witness of all the happenings in the body and all the activities of the living being. We can see we have very little knowledge or awareness of even things which are very close to us. Just like you put a morsel of food in the mouth, when the food goes into the belly, how some gastric juice is created, it is mixed with the food, it is turned into blood, sent to the heart, pumped to different nook and corner of the body, to the millions of nerves and muscles and bones. So you can see, we are not doing it, nor are we aware of it. We have very little knowledge about it. But we see that such things are happening in our body, which is so near to us. Nobody knows how many hairs they have on their head, although it is their own head. In this way, in the bodily mechanism, so many complicated things are happening by the will of the super soul, who is seated in the region of the heart, next to the soul, who is not only aware of our body, but is aware of all the bodies, millions and millions of species of life. He is aware of each and every one, and He knows everything to the minutest detail, from microscopic to macroscopic level. So, seeing that Lord is the observer and witness of everyone and everything, and we have hardly any knowledge about even our own body, one should understand one's insignificance. And one should know that Supreme Lord, who is a supreme witness, is actually the protector of the body, our mind, our soul, our everything. Therefore, the scriptures repeatedly extol the glories of the Lord, and at the same time, they repeatedly remind us of our insignificance. How insignificant we are, how tiny we are, how ignorant we are. And therefore, the most auspicious thing for a living being is to always put oneself in the lotus feet of the Lord by supplicating oneself and praying for ultimate auspiciousness in all walks of life. Therefore, when we are chanting the holy name, if the mind is getting distracted, that is owing to the controllership mentality in our minds, because we think we are potent, we are powerful, we are capable of handling things, and we can sort out issues, we can figure out what is happening where, and we are confident, we are courageous. So these kind of ideas make one wander all over the universe trying to find solutions to one's mind's problems. On the other hand, one who knows one's insignificance can peacefully call out the holy name and carefully concentrate on the sound vibration, knowing that we have very little control of our situation, or our body, or anything in this world. So the chanting of the holy name has to be done with this awareness of Lord being the constant witness. Hari Nam Prabhu ki.
Let us offer our respectful obeisances unto all the devotees of the Lord, who are like desire-fulfilling trees, oceans of mercy, and are very compassionate to the fallen conditioned souls. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha ananta koti vaishnavrinda ki jai vaishnava thakur shila prabhupad ki jai.